All right, number four, the example is C, A minor, F, and G7. We got, very common sounding progression. And then you keep doing that, and I'll demonstrate the rumba. Like up on the roof. Have you ever heard that? When the sun beats down, whatever it is. That's a classic, like, you know. So all I'm doing is slowly, it's similar to the arpeggio thing. Of course, I am using bar chords. And this may be a bit of a technique thing too, but let's say you're playing the bar chord in the 8th fret. And you're just gonna hit the first note right on the 1 beat. And then you're gonna rake the strings slowly, you know, just three or four of them, you know. Yeah. And I rake three or four of them, and then I get up to sort of like the second string, and then I hit an upstroke. So it's down, slow down, like a rake. Down, rake up is like down, rake up. That's like a rumba feel. We could slow it down a little bit for you to work it out. Oh, let's take a minute to get your bar chord sorted out. Good, so you're getting it. Hit the first note and hold it a little longer, like rather than just instead of this. Like hit the first note and then wait. Stagger it a little, like rake it a little slower. Like just kind of make your hand go a little more tense so you can rake the string slower. Alright, I'll let you do that. You know, something else just occurs to me. Now, we just both happen to be playing strats, and my setting is on the lowest. So that's something else to be mindful of, like sonic texture. Texture doesn't always have to be rhythmic, although that is the focus of today's discussion. It can be sonic, you know, meaning if I'm, you know, especially we just happen to be playing the same guitars, that's, you know, that's a disadvantage for you. If I was playing acoustic guitar, you'd automatically have a natural separation of what you play from what I play. So maybe it's a blessing in disguise that we're both happen to be playing. I could go get my acoustic, but I don't think it's necessary. And besides that, then I'm able to demonstrate clearly as well when I'm doing it. But like fiddle with the tone setting. You know, if I'm sort of like more darkish. Mm-hmm. Then you perhaps, maybe not all the way up, but like, you know, say you're on a strat, do four-fifths of the way up. Yeah. Like, by the way, the two quintessential strat, very common rhythm settings, you know, are like all the way back, like you had. Yeah, one's very common. You know, that fourth one. Let's say the one closest to your face, let's just call that one for ease. And then one all the way towards the floor is, let's call that five. Like the, you know, very common rhythm settings are like one, two, and three. You know, and I'm not gonna go any further than that. You can explore. I was gonna go into it more, but it's not important. But if I'm all the way back, then change your tone. Here we go. First time doing a rumble. This is go back and switch. That was very good for a first time round. I'm gonna go back to tempo and have you play just as open strumming. Just do open chords. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna do the. Stuff. This is all good stuff.